So next up will be Dr. Kapata. He will be arguing that this 0.5 centimeter hernia repair should be repaired with mesh.
93%. Okay. I'd like to thank the college for the honor of the podium and the moderators for the invitation to present today. These are my disclosures. I hope you'll find that they're not relevant. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what I hope to prove to you over the next 5 minutes is that size does not matter when it comes to fixing an umbilical hernia. Because even though this hernia may be small, it can certainly escalate into something far more challenging in the future. Now, in hernia surgery, there's always a balance. And I would concede that if this patient came in and she wanted children in the future, I would probably repair this with suture. However, this is not what the situation is. This is a 35-year-old woman with a symptomatic hernia. She wants it fixed. She wants it fixed right. She wants it fixed once. And she does not want any additional surgery, just like the rest of your patients. So we all know what the ideal hernia repair is. It maximizes durability and minimizes wound morbidity. And fortunately for umbilical hernia repairs, wound morbidity is already very low. So what we're really talking about is durability of repair, and we're looking at strength of suture versus mesh. Now, you may not believe me, but I have an expert panel up here who's actually done the research on this question, so we're going to take a look at what they would say. So let's look at what Dr. Liang, in his meta-analysis, where he reviewed over 20 years of research, found the 9 best studies, including 2 randomized controlled trials, looking at main outcomes of recurrence, seroma formation, and SSIs. It was 637 mesh repairs, 1,145 suture repairs, and he found that with mesh, the recurrence rate was only 2%. With suture repair, it was 8%. Seroma is more significant in mesh, but what does that really mean in terms of clinical significance? And wound morbidity was the same. Well, Dr. Attani is certainly a prolific researcher in his own right, and he's brought us this 332 patient series of long-term outcomes from the VA with over 8.5 years of follow-up. Overall recurrence rate for these long-term follows was 6%, and he found 3 significant risk factors for hernia recurrence. Obesity, not surprising. Ascites, not surprising. What was the third one? Suture repair. Okay, oh, and by the way, there was no wound complications in between mesh and sutures. So the truth is, we don't really know what the size of those defects are. So we have a 5 millimeter defect we're trying to deal with here. So let's go to the Danish Hernia Registry, where they looked at nearly 5,000 patients of umbilical hernia repairs, less than 2 centimeters in size, 21-month follow-up, and mesh repair was significantly lower, 2.2% recurrence versus over 5% with suture. Now, I'm sure that there were some 5 millimeter hernias repaired in this group. And guess what? It doesn't matter what type of suture you use, mesh is always better. Okay, so we have a meta-analysis, we have a VA study, we have a hernia registry, but you want a randomized controlled trial. Don't worry, I got that for you too. So this just came out in the Lancet. This is just from this year. The biggest study to look at this question, 150 patients in the suture group, 150 in the mesh repair group, multi-center, 3 nations involved, Netherlands, Germany, and Italy, and they looked at 1 to 4 centimeter defects. Mean follow-up, over 2 years, pretty good study. No difference in post-operative wound infections, no difference in post-operative pain, so you don't have to worry about your patient complaining from that with mesh. But what did they find? Hernia recurrence was significantly higher when it came to suture repair versus a mesh repair. Now, they did look at 1 to 4 centimeter defects, but the truth is 70% of the patients in this study were actually defects between 1 and 2 centimeters, which is arguably pretty small and might as well be 5 millimeters, okay? And the recurrence rates in that suture group was 8%, and it was 2% for mesh repair. Now, most of you are wondering who this expert panelist, the last one is, and you probably already recognize that it is, in fact, Dr. Kaufman, who happens to be the lead author on that paper. So despite anything she just told you, you know that she's placing a piece of mesh. All right, but we hear this all the time, but mesh is bad. That is talk for the lawyers. You are a surgeon, you follow the data, and there were no mesh complications in that randomized controlled trial. Now, how many people have said this to their patient? Well, we'll start with a suture repair, and if it comes back, then I'll place a piece of mesh. Why are you doing that? Because you know you're about to give them a suboptimal repair, and if you want to fix it the right way, you should put a piece of mesh. Because if you're planning your second operation at the first operation, you're probably doing the wrong operation. So in conclusion, the ideal repair for an umbilical hernia, regardless of size, is with mesh reinforcement. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll open it up to the floor and the panelists for your opinions and comments. So why don't we just start out with how would you fix the hernia? Like, how would you do the mesh repair? Excuse me, let me clarify.
Oh, the mesh repair. We chose already mesh repair. Okay. Well, in this case, I wouldn't do mesh repair because the 5 millimeter hernia size doesn't justify it, I think.
Let me clarify. The patient wants a mesh repair. How would you place the mesh?
I would first explain to the patient what the side effects could be of the mesh, and then I would place it retromuscular prepigeneal.
David?
Can we do the final poll before I answer this question? I'll just say what my preferred approach is for a laparoscopic repair, which is a laparoscopic assisted, which is essentially an open approach, and then placing the mesh in through the umbilical defect, and then just putting two additional ports off to the side and fixating through that method. So it's a lap assisted repair.
And are you really going to do this for a 0.5 centimeter?
I would like to see the final poll before I answer this question. I'm just looking for 92%. That's it.
Dr. Kaufman, you guys ran this huge, amazing trial. Why did you exclude the patients less than 1 centimeter? Why not include everybody?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question, and first of all, we discussed about this pretty long before taking this decision, but in the time that we started this trial, it was already quite controversial in the Netherlands to put in a mesh starting from a centimeter defect size on. So to execute this trial, we actually had to make this decision. Maybe that's not the best leading point in doing research, but I think for now, since this results are adopted pretty well in the Netherlands, we have space to even conduct a trial from 0 to 1 centimeters of defect size. So anyone who's willing to cooperate, I'm happy.
Dr. Prada, do we need another randomized trial for 0 to 0.9 centimeter hernias?
No, the answer is to actually just place mesh. We don't need any trials for that.
I'm García Ureña from Madrid, Spain. Congratulations for this interesting morning meeting about umbilical hernia repair. One of the most difficult things, it's only comment, is the, because most of the studies we are comparing, this is the first one from the Netherlands comparing a detailed mesh technique with a suture technique. But the problem is that if we compare mesh versus non-mesh is that we have a wide variety of different kind of meshes to be placed, quite a wide range of places to lay on the mesh. So it's quite difficult to make any comparison, to come to any conclusion, because if I look into my home hospital, that comprises 12 different surgeons, any of the surgeons make a different technique to repair umbilical hernia. Some of them close the ring, some of them don't close the defect, put a mesh on lay, put a mesh on lay. So, you know, and I don't have any data to say to them what's the best thing to do. Can you tell us something more about, in case we decide to put a mesh, because I would like to put a mesh in a less than 1 centimeter umbilical hernia, I would go with the right side of the table. But please, can you tell us which is the best location to place a mesh, even a very small one?
So back to the original question, how would you place the mesh?
I don't think we totally know that answer, but I, you know, for a 5 millimeter defect, you know, truthfully, if I was gonna place a piece of mesh for that, I would place it open into the preperitoneal position, and it would not be necessarily one of the devices probably that's meant to try and open up, just because the defect is so small that it's hard to get that to deploy in the best fashion. And the truth is that if you're going to put a piece of umbilical mesh underneath and you're going to do it through an open technique, if it is not laying flat, you are putting that patient at increased risk for erosion of bowel into a wrapped up edge or folded edge. And so I would do a smaller piece, just a flat sheet in the preperitoneal plane without any of the devices, or so it'd probably be something more like 5 centimeter square or circle, not a 10 centimeter piece in the preperitoneal plane.
Dr. Dr. Kaufman.
Great that Dr. Kubota is following the HEM trial, because that's basically what we did, polypropylene flat mesh, no devices, no plugs, and I think that worked out well. So that would be my advice as well.
Excuse me, that's my next question. What about the devices? You know, because we have a lot of companies pushing us a lot to place some devices without any evidence, even in small defects, you know, because we have, you know, maybe $300 device instead of maybe a flat mesh with could be cost $30. So let's
keep it generic. What mesh type would you use?
We use ordinary polypropylene flat mesh.
Any laparoscopic approach?
No, just an open approach.
But Capra has told us something about laparoscopic.
So it wouldn't be for this defect, but if I was doing a laparoscopic umbilical, it would be a polypropylene with a coated side, anti-adhesive barrier side.
Take one more question, the surgeon behind you.
Hello, I'm Frederik Hellstrand from Denmark, and I've also been doing some of the studies already referenced. And just to comment on the location of the mesh, there are data out there from the Danish hernia register showing actually there's no difference between where to put the mesh in the open procedure for the small hernias. So why not just put in a non-lay mesh, small one, overlap 1 centimeter for this 0.5 centimeter defect? Thank you.
I'll address that, and that on-lay repair for the properly selected patient is a good repair. The European BMI profile and the American BMI profile is different. And so I think just fear of wound morbidity and potentially exposing a piece of onlay mesh would be is the reason why I shy away from it. But absolutely, onlay can be a very good repair.
Do you have any comment? Just very, very briefly.
Yeah, thanks. I'm Marco Montosi from Italy. Just a brief question. What about a patient who is present a concomitant umbilical and epigastric hernia? What is the best way to fix? Two anterior fixing or laparoscopic? Or which is your advice?
Very brief response.
I would fix that with a laparoscopic one piece of mesh covering up both defects.
Dr. Kaufman?
I think it's depending on the sizes of both defects. If they are together nearing each other, then you could decide to make one defect out of it and do it laparoscopically, but you can also decide if it's two small defects to even open up to one defect and then do it open repair. I think that's depending on the size, and I would argue doing a laparoscopic repair if it's over 4 centimeters in diameter.
You just have to be careful with that situation, because the two defects might indicate that there might be more defects along the linea alba, and that occurs in 30% of the patients. So you have to be able to look at the whole length between the xiphoid and the umbilicus and be able to determine that there are no other hernias. So it could be that in this case, a laparoscopic approach is indicated.
Great, thank you all. So our question was 34-year-old woman with a symptomatic umbilical 0.5 centimeter umbilical hernia, mesh or suture. The pre-vote was 93% open suture repair. You can go ahead and post-vote. Okay, we'll give it another half minute. And I'm going to lock it out. So the original vote was 93% for suture. Now it's 79% suture, and then the other 21% some version of mesh. So the winner is Dr. Kropata.